Hello, geeks. Jack Munson here, along with Mike McDowell, my colleague and director of operations at Social Joey. Mike, what is going on today?
Oh, goodness. Not much. Just prepping for hopefully some good Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah. I'm all about that. The three important F's, or maybe I should say four, family, football, food, and franchising, or maybe we add Facebook to that now too. So folks, Mike is a certified Facebook ad buyer and business manager. And we talk all day long about what's happening at Facebook with franchise systems. So we thought this new podcast series would be a great place for us to share some of those conversations and ideas with you. Mike, you said something about a lot of our clients are asking about click to call ads recently. What are click-to-call ads and what should we be doing with them?
Yeah, so it's actually really exciting for a very, very, very long time. One of the most frustrating things about Facebook is if you put a phone number in a post, you know, it wouldn't activate that system in the phone that makes it clickable, right? Like everywhere else that you post a phone number on the internet. Right. So it's always been so frustrating because there are a lot of businesses, you know, especially service-based business, construction-based businesses, different things like that, where they really would rather you pick up the phone and call them before, you know, you get lost in the interwebs of their website, right?
Yeah, so. Yeah. They don't really care, especially if you're maybe a home services franchise.
Exactly.
Or even think about it, like a pizza franchise. Do I really need you going to my corporate website and then finding my location and making an order there? Or would I rather you just call the local number and order a pizza?
Exactly. And that's been such a frustrating roadblock for a long time, right? For Facebook.
Yeah.
And so for the last few months, so some people may have already had access to it, but for the last few months, they've been rolling out an option on a few different campaigns to where you could actually select call now as your primary call to action button on the post. Oh. And enter in your phone number there. And that was a great start, right? It was a nice way to kind of appease the masses. But the problem is they actually had to click the little call now button, which, you know, if you've posted a picture on Facebook, people click on the picture because they've been trained for years and years, click on the picture to go to the website. So what's really nice now is if you run traffic campaigns, you can actually select if you want to run traffic to a website, you can run traffic to Messenger, or now you can actually run traffic to phone calls. And the actual, wherever they click on the picture or the headline or any of those places will actually, you know, activate the operating system on the phone's, you know, click to call thing. So it's been really great for a lot of businesses that have gotten to take advantage of it. But I thought it was a cool enough feature, and we've had enough people show a lot of real interest in it that I thought it would be a cool feature to share with everybody, because a lot of people may not realize it's there, especially if you haven't been running. Because a lot of people run engagement ads, a lot of people boost posts, a lot of people, as they got more sophisticated and have pixels and things, they want to run conversion ads. But I definitely think there's going to be a lot of power in just being able to say, I want to run a basic traffic ad, which is going to get me, you know, better reach than a lead form or something like that. And I just want them to call me. I think it's a really, really great form of advertising that gets a pretty quick turnaround. And if you're using things like tracking numbers and stuff like that, it's a really easy way to track your ROI on ads too, without having to dig through pixels and who clicked on what. And
yeah, know, I was just going to ask about that. Yeah, I was just going to ask about that. Is there you know, better reporting when it comes to, in the old days, we would just have to assume if somebody called, picked up the phone and actually dialed the phone number that, well, we hope it came from that Facebook ad. But now can you actually track if someone clicked that click to call button and made the phone call now? Will we be able to report on that?
Yes. Yeah, so yes and no. There's kind of a hiccup in that Facebook loses the ability to actually confirm that the call was made because the phone's operating system takes over, right?
Oh, God.
So you can count the number of times somebody clicks on the button or the photo or whatever to call, but there's no way to know if you don't use a call tracking number, right? There's no way to know the exact number. But what we're advising everybody to do is just, you know, you most people in franchising anyways that are using landing pages and all this different stuff anyways already, they're using call tracking numbers. So just add another number, label it Facebook, only use it on these Facebook ads, and you'll know anything that came through on that is definitely a Facebook, you know, call. And so, you know, Facebook will undoubtedly, like they always do, probably get into that industry and they'll be able to provide the tracking call number so that they'll be able to report it back. But for now, it's a significantly better place than where we were, you know, 6 months ago, a year ago. And I think it'll go a long way for a lot of, especially at the franchisee level, a lot further there for people that want to see that more immediate, quick return.
Excellent. Very good. All right, Mike, thanks so much for sharing that. Before we go, I do want to mention that coming up December 1st with our friends at Franchise Dictionary Magazine, it's the big annual Franchise Game Changers issue. They do this every December. Who made the list? Find out December 1st at franchisedictionarymagazine.com. And for more information on Facebook and how your franchise system can optimize things on Facebook and other social channels, check out socialjoey.com. We'll be back next week with another Facebook franchise tip. If there's anything you'd like us to share, or maybe you've got questions on Facebook for your franchise system, send me an email, jack@socialgeekradio.com.